So I think that I've decided that I really have nothing interesting to say for these audio booths. However, my subconscious has all sorts of fascinating things. So I thought I'd just keep talking about the dreams that I have because, well, I'm batshit insane and they're a great way to see that. Last night's feature was I was some kind of investigative journalism in some third world country where a civil war was going on. And while I was interviewing one guy, we started getting shot at by another guy who had a little shitty pistol. But it was still, you know, well enough to shoot bullets. One of the bullets hit me in my right testicle. A very vivid dream this was. Embedding itself and, you know, causing a little bit of pain. So, you know, I was running away from this guy. We got in the car, took off, fleeing from this guy. Next thing I knew, I had warped to preparing for a wedding. I was arriving at some very fancy hotel, and I was dressed well, and still in a great deal of pain because of the bullet wound. And while I was sitting there trying to figure out what the hell to do, an old classmate of mine, who I had just seen at my 20th reunion this past weekend, Becky Stagger, came in and decided she was going to try and help me because I looked so pathetic in the wheelchair. What she didn't take into account is that I'm a fat fuck, so she could not move me in the wheelchair. So, you know, I let that slide. I'm sure that's some sort of Freudian symbol for me being a fat fuck. I don't know. But, so, you know, I'm at the hotel, and I check in, I ask the clerk where the closest hospital is, and I'm debating whether or not to go to the hospital because of my, you know, nut wound. Well, and I should point out, too, that I pulled out the bullet, so it was bleeding pretty well, too. Yeah, I know, this is great. So, then I went back to my room, and while I was waiting there, like, Becky Stagger is asking me, well, I don't know where my wife Becky is. Apparently she doesn't care that I got shot in the testicle. She probably would find it highly amusing. But anyways, Becky Stagger is asking me, you know, what's wrong, and I'm sure as hell not going to tell her because she would want to do some sort of nursing to the aid, and I think the only thing more humiliating than getting shot in the testicle is then having someone try and fix that or bandage that and laughing at my small penis at the same time. So, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So I'm in the room trying to figure out what the hell to do, and then my dad shows up with a bunch of drunk friends who are all cowboys and demand that I play them a song on an old-timey radio, old-timey piano player, a player piano. And then thankfully I woke up. So, yeah, I'm pretty fucking crazy.